This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Snow is making travel difficult today with slick roads and reduced visibility. More snow showers are expected later today and into tomorrow, possibly affecting the evening commute. We'll get the latest coming up in the forecast. A youth group plans a protest in downtown Kenosha tomorrow against the county's new agreement with ICE. The ACLU warns the 287G deal could damage trust between law enforcement and immigrant communities. The agreement allows the easy transfer of people already in custody for other alleged crimes to ICE agents. Democrat Trevor Young has raised about $133,000 in the 21st state Senate race, surpassing early expectations. The updated district now includes parts of Milwaukee County. Incumbent Van Wongard hasn't announced whether he plans to run again. Go deeper on that story online today at RacineCountyEye.com. A Kenosha County firefighter was hospitalized after falling through a floor during a house fire in Trevor yesterday. Fire crews faced challenges due to a lack of fire hydrants. Investigators are still looking into the cause. And high school football divisions are being reorganized for 2026. The only local change is that Kenosha St. Joe's is moving up after winning a state title. They'll now be in D6. The WIAA says the changes aim to maintain fairness as school sizes and performances shift. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Bucks lose on the road.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost to the San Antonio Spurs 119-101. Milwaukee fell so far behind, head coach Doc Rivers decided to wave the white flag and bench most of his starters.
We got our play, guys. Let me say this. Before the game, if you had told us we shot 48 threes, what would you have thought? We didn't make them. And the missed threes, long rebounds got them out running. That hurt us. But the fouling killed us.
The Bucks are off until Monday when they host the Hawks. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers at the Kohl Center tomorrow at 1 against Rutgers. Greg Gard on CBS Sports asked about that big win last weekend over number 2 ranked Michigan.
How many text messages were on your phone when you went to the locker room after the game?
Over 100. Most all the former coaches and ADs I've worked with and for. And no, it was fun. Proud of our players and locker room. Obviously, it was very celebratory.
That's Wisconsin head coach Greg Gard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Cloudy skies with scattered light snow showers, possibly mixing with a bit of freezing rain at times. Any additional accumulation will be light. Travel, however, will be tricky today. High temps in the mid-30s. A few lingering light snow showers tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy with a low near 14.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.